Hello, this is Jacqueline Sanders Blackman. Time for another Tiny Tech Talk, one of our 10-minute sips of stimulating information. And our stimulating information is around STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. So you know our mantra here at Technology Espresso is full steam ahead. Now, we are winding down 2016, and today, I'm actually recording this one on the day it's going to be posted, which is December 26th, the day after Christmas. And something very important happened yesterday. Well, of course, it was Christmas. And for a lot of people, that's just about bringing family and friends together. And that's a wonderful thing. The presents and everything else, that's kind of just a sidebar. But the main event is just family and friends coming together. So I hope you had a wonderful Christmas. Now, along with Christmas comes a lot of eating and gluttony. And that's okay. But today is the day to get out, walk it off, work it off, and you know, spend some more time with family. So I'm going to highly recommend, I'm not even going to recommend, I'm going to demand, please, to all of our listeners and followers, go see the movie Hidden Figures. Hidden Figures is started as a book, and now it's a film that was released on Christmas Day 2016. And it's not easy for films to get the right to be released on Christmas Day, because this is a high demand day. So there's a lot of other movies competing for that space at the box office. And to also get all of those people who are home or off work for the holidays, and they've got that Christmas money to spend. All of these, when you go to the movies and you select a movie, you're voting with your dollars. So I need you to vote for Hidden Figures and let people know that these type of movies are so important. It's about women, and it's about women of color. I love one review that just put it out there. This was about a black female mathematical genius that worked at NASA to help crunch the numbers that made the Voyager and the launch successful. And it's been hidden. So let me tell you a little bit about Hidden Figures. It's a bioepic, hidden, scored early Christmas release date. It's Fox announced that the NASA film will get a limited opening between now and January 6th. Now, it'll be open to the public from January 6th, going all the way through the month of January. But that getting that early release, that was very important. Originally, actually, the date was pushed back to release on January 13th. So just imagine, again, people back in school, back at work, there's other movies to see, and people just staying home, staying in the house and watching home entertainment. They could lose a lot of traction. So being released during this weekend is major, but it doesn't mean anything if you're not out there going to the movies. So the movie is about, it's about an black mathematician named Katherine Johnson and her colleagues, Dorothy Vaughn and Mary Jackson. The women helped with the space race by sending astronaut John Glenn to space in 1962. So keep that in mind. When I talked about the black mathematical genius, this was occurring in 1962. Look at your history books and look at all of the civil rights and the civil rights movement that was going on at that time. So a black female working at NASA and being a critical component to the success of the space race, clearly that was hidden, because for most of you, you probably never heard of that before. So this year, when you're having to do your Black History reports, you've got a whole nother aspect of Black history to take into consideration. And it capitalizes on what we've been saying about STEM. We're not new to STEM. The true story is based on the book Hidden Figures, the story of the African-American woman who helped win the space race. It's written by Margot Lee Shetterly. That's Shetterly. So that's a book that we need to also empty the shelves. There shouldn't be a book left on the shelf. We need to have these in the classroom, in the hands of our young people. The narrative is a nonfiction story, and it attracted big screen adaptation by director Theodore Melfi. And aside from the lead actresses, the Hidden Figure cast also includes Kevin Costner. The Pharrell Williams is one of the film's producer. He will also take part in the movie soundtrack. So, according to The Hollywood Reporter, the film had been rumored to be in the running for the Oscar after its preview in the Toronto International Film Festival last month. So, this is very exciting, and this is a very big opportunity for what we call Black Hollywood as well. But it's a win for everyone. It's a win for minorities, people of color. It's a win for STEM. So that's why I'm so excited about this. You know, we use the hashtag diversity matters. Diversity benefits everyone. You'll see women in the movie coming together and supporting each other. And this is Taraji Henson, one of the lead characters. This is her quote. "You don't see women in claw fights and hating on each other or pulling each other down or gossiping. It's about women supporting each other. And when you embrace each other and you stick together, look what these women were able to accomplish. The power in women sticking together, we will change the world." And "we will change the world" is also a theme you'll see on Essence magazine, because the three leading characters in this movie are on those covers. And I've been tweeting and posting those on our Instagram. If you haven't seen those already, beautiful, beautiful Black women, the stars of the show, and representing three beautiful Black women, the real life characters. And that's what makes this all the more important. This isn't just some Hollywood made up. This really happened. I continue with a quote. This one from Octavia Spencer, the second lead actress playing the role in the movie. She says, "No women were mentioned in Apollo 13. If you go back and watch that movie, and at the time, it was one of my favorite. I loved the movie Apollo 13. She says, "No women were ever mentioned." She says, "I'm sad that Dorothy Vaughn and Mary Jackson can't see this day, but I'm proud that 98-year-old Katherine Johnson will." So the three women that they play in the movie, two of them have already passed away. But thank goodness. And you'll see that Katherine Johnson was honored at the White House. So that was a beautiful thing as well. And, all of this timing is so significant with there's a lot of feelings going on at this time. We've just had our recent election, and whatever you feel about it, minorities and those people of color, women, everyone, this is a feel-good movie to make us feel good about ourselves, to be proud, and to show our young ladies what we can do. I want to go back to a quote from Taraji P. Henson, and who said that there was one important thing that she not only learned, but she wants to make sure every young lady who sees this movie takes away. She's received acclaims for her stunning role in the upcoming film, Hidden Figures. Henson portrays Katherine Johnson, the lead, a remarkable Black woman who played a pivotal role in NASA's successful attempt to put John Glenn into orbit. The film, which also tells the story of fellow NASA workers, and as we said, Dorothy Vaughn, who was played by Octavia Spencer. The other one that I didn't tell you was Mary Jackson is played by Janelle Monáe. the singer. She's really expanding her acting chops. And so she also plays a stunning role in the film. So the three women, Taraji P. Henson, Dorothy Vaughn, and then Janelle Monáe, they help to bring recognition to the important roles these black women have played in history. Taraji says that the poignant film also shows the strength of women who persevere through adversity at a time when their gender and race were uncommon and even unwelcome in some spaces, including STEM. It also highlights the growing need for more representation in STEM education and gives inspiration to young girls, especially those of color, who aspire to enter these fields. Taraji says, "Growing up, I was always told science and math are for boys. I was told, and I believed it." She says, "There's one big takeaway she learned in making the film, and it's one she wants to share with young women everywhere. I want girls to take away from this that hold on to your dreams, keep them, fight for them, because it's your dream, and never let people convince you that you don't belong." She said, "I never knew that I could belong in areas such as STEM, and yet now playing a role where they were doing this back in 1962, and it's taken all this time for their stories to come out and to come out for fruition. This is important. Hold on to your dreams." One of the last things I'll say, I heard a quote recently, is that when you pursue and you break a barrier or you do something that others have told you you can't do, that achievement isn't just for you. That achievement is to help inspire the next person. So all these years, these three women stayed hidden. But now, at this time when we need it most, this movie, their story is being told to help inspire women, women of color, to inspire our world that diversity does matter. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned.